Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Yud Zayin. At the end of today's daf, we are presented with foundational concepts in our Shabbos experience. The Gemara relates the source for two loaves of bread at the Sudas of Shabbos, the importance of starting Shabbos preparation with plenty of time to be ready for Shabbos. And then the Gemara begins its discussion of the number of su'udos, the number of meals one should have on Shabbos, with the Chachamim requiring three, or Rabbi Chidka said four. Yochanan quotes a supporting pasuk for both opinions from Parshas Beshalach, one of the psukim about the man, uses the word hayom, the day, today, three times. This machlokas was whether the three times of the word hayom excluded the evening meal or not. Rabbi Chidka held that it did. And the Chachamim held that it included it. The whole background for this discussion was the Mishnah earlier in Amud Beis that said, in the event of a fire, Chas v'Shalom on Shabbos, one may rescue food for three meals. And the Gemara at the top of Kuf Yud Ches concludes that the Mishnah does not follow Reb Chidka, and the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch Tzadik Aleph Siman Aleph states, Sif Aleph states a requirement for three meals on Shabbos. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim between Rabbeinu Tam, found in Maseches Becharos, Daf Beis and Mabeis, who says that the three meals is a Hidur mitzvah. All the way on the other side is the Sefer Yireyim mitzvah Tzadik Beis, who holds that the Shalosh Sudos is from the Torah. While the Prima Gadim, Reish Tzadik Aleph, and others quote that these meals are Midrabanan, and the Psukim are brought as a support. One word about the centrality of the man here. The whole concept of the man in relation to Shabbos was and is to remind us of the Kedusha of Shabbos, that Hashem wants us to guard and celebrate Shabbos. So many aspects of the meals of Shabbos incorporate these references to the man, covering the challah and the two challahs and the whole idea of the meals in general, to give us this constant reminder. Chazal really believed and emphasized the power of Shalosh Sudos of Shabbos. The Gemara says near the bottom of tomorrow's daf, this is Rav Shimon ben Pazi, who said, anyone who has the three sudos is rescued from the suffering of the Chevle Mashiach, the Dina Shel Gehenim, the judgment of the birth pangs of the suffering of the time of Mashiach, the judgment of Gehenim, and the Melchama, the end of war that ends all wars, the Melchama of Gog u Magog. Of course, we also have the statement in Amud Beis, Kuvich Chazon Beis, Rav Yossi says, please let me be among those who eat the three meals of Shabbos. Each Hayom by the man that the Gemara presents corresponds to a Hayom by these three prophecies. The prophecies of Gehenim, prophecy of Chevle Mashiach, the prophecy of Mechamas Gog Umago. So that's how the Gemara learned out the three verses, the three. The Maharal writes in Be'er Agola, Sefer Be'er Agola, a very important work where the Maharal defends many Agaritas that were criticized. People said, well, Chazal were encouraging, increasing eating and drinking and mundane activities. Why would Chazal advocate such a thing? This is a silly agadah. This is a silly statement of Chazal's. Maharal explains, these naysayers have clearly missed a central component of Yiddishkeit, which is Onig Shabbos, which is Onig in general. They have no understanding of why Chazal encourages Shabbos, says the Maharal, in his very deep, an esoteric type of way, but a great lesson for all of us. Shabbos is not just marking creation, says the Maharal. Shabbos is a celebration of the quality of creation. When Hashem created the world, he didn't just say, I created a good world. Hashem pulled out all the stops to create the most exquisite, beautiful, perfect world. So we do the same thing. We go all out with our Shabbos tables. We go all out to celebrate that way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, in that perfection. So the first Suda is the perfect contrast to Gehenim, which is very much a part of Hashem's creation. The Medrash says, the Gemara says, and Chazal teaches, Gehenim was one of the seven things that was created before the world was even created. So clearly Gehenim is part of our world. It's there so we connect, we uplift ourselves to the perfection of creation. What happens is a Gehenim, which represents darkness, represents the balancing of the books, and the world needs that reminder and that warning, so we don't just do what we want. But on Shabbos, we sit down, we connect ourselves to the perfection of creation. Gehenim loses its necessity, saving us from judgment. The second Suda represents the contrast, the Chevle Mashiach, which is all about eliminating the bad ideas of human history as we move towards the ultimate time of Mashiach, a house cleaning of the corrupt ideologies of mankind. That causes chaos, uprooting all of these ideologies. We need the second Suda to get us through and to get us through this time. Finally, the third meal, which defeats the Mechamas Gog Umagog, which is the resistance in the world against the push towards the ultimate redemption. The sun of history is setting. We realize there will be unpleasant events that might occur in order to reach the ultimate good. Comes the third meal and helps us remind us of this divine plan.